For people who live in large Jewish areas, there's often an arrangement with the local council that on Erev Pesach, late morning, the bin trucks come round collecting all the dustbins and garbage sacks that Jewish people have put out outside their properties to collect up any chametz that might be left over. That's from the last garbage collection. That's the question is this really necessary? That's if it is necessary, then people who don't live in such areas are going to have to go on Erev Pesach with a boot full of garbage sacks and deposit them either, I guess, in a neighbour's bin or the council tip. Or is this just a stringency that's a luxury that some people indulge in, but something that's not really necessary? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Nun Zayin, and Rav Osher Weiss in Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Bet, they both have tshuvot on this subject. They both make the observation that throwing something into the rubbish bin is definitely making it hefka, that it no longer belongs to you. By throwing it into the bin, you've shown that you don't want it any longer. It's perhaps even better than just declaring something as hefka. When I declare something as hefka, that I've just said something about it, but I haven't actually done anything to it. Here I'm backing up my words and my intentions with actual action and throwing it out into the bin. Once it's in the bin and it's hefka, then it no longer belongs to me and I'm no longer responsible for it. I certainly don't transgress Bal Yerah or Bal Yematzeh. It's not mine to transgress for any longer. That's Rav Osher Weiss makes the observation also that in actual fact what one's doing here is one is destroying it to some degree as well. That's you put it into the bin, that it gets dirty, it becomes no longer suitable for consumption. That's we're not talking obviously if you take a bagel and wrap it up nicely in a clean plastic bag and put it in the bin, but once you've thrown it in a dirty dustbin, that's then you've also destroyed it as well. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein does raise a problem. He points to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Mem Hei Seif Gimel, where it talks about a person who throws chametz in front of the birds on Erev Pesach in the morning, and then it turns out that when the Sof Zman arrives, that the birds haven't eaten the chametz. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says, even though this is a makom hefker, this is a place which is open, anybody can come and take the stuff. You're not allowed just to leave it there, but you actually have to do bi'ur chametz to it. That's because it's still in your rashut, even though you've been mafkir it. The fact that it's in your rashut means that you still have to destroy it. That's Rav Osher Weiss. That's even though he doesn't discuss that point directly, he does make the observation that the fact that the dustbin is in a person's rashut, that doesn't really mean to say that they want to keep this in their rashut. The point is that you have a dustbin spin so that you haven't got the rubbish just thrown out into the street where everybody's going to walk on it and trip on it. That's the dustbin belongs to the council. That's you've put the rubbish into something which belongs to the council. The fact that you're using it doesn't mean to say that you want it to become your rashut, and therefore he doesn't see any problem whatsoever with throwing your garbage into the rubbish bin on Erev Pesach. And that it would seem that it's actually a luxury, perhaps a nice luxury, but a luxury nonetheless, to insist that the or to ask that the council should come round and collect the rubbish on Erev Yom Tov. Adkan.